Now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
606.
I'm seriously crying.
You are crying. Are you okay?
Shaylee, you just do the show.
I don't know what just happened. I stepped away for 2 seconds.
I promise we're not laughing at you.
Oh, sure. Sure. That makes me feel even better.
It looks awfully weird that she leaves.
Right.
She comes back and we're just dying on the
floor.
Does
it mean my teeth? What are you laughing at?
It has to do with something we're doing later in the show.
Okay.
Which will probably not be nearly as funny as what we just did off the air. Okay. Hi, good morning. How are you?
I'm feeling really paranoid right about now. I leave for 2 seconds.
Shenanigans started early this morning. Oh, my gosh.
Hi, how are you?
It was awesome.
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I feel so much better now. Last night, we went out to dinner. We went to Mi Ranchito. And I may have had a margarita or two.
No.
And after a couple of drinks, I looked over at Kyle and I go, ooh, is this Sunday? And he's like, yeah. I go, I do not have a show planned for tomorrow. And that is about 12 hours away. Oh. We have nothing planned. And then I came in today. And
she's
you were
the
like,
only one that said that, by the way, of the three of us.
So then you came in, Shaylee, and you were like, oh, no, we have this huge Rogue One prize pack to give away. We have a huge concert announcement. Win them before you can buy them tickets at 9 o'clock. We have the 12 days of we have all this
You're
stuff.
Welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And how was the margarita? That is my Mexican Monday spot.
Oh, it is?
Uh-huh.
Oh, it was so good. I knocked it back.
That place is my favorite.
Four bowls of chips and salsa, too.
Yeah, that too.
That sounds
did
so good.
Did you have the queso?
No, we normally do. I did not this time. Because I'm cutting
it's
back.
It's super healthy.
We haven't talked since the big Chiefs win, huh?
Oh, that's right. How was your big frozen tundra night?
It was actually not that bad.
Really?
They cranked that heater up, even though our window was all the way open. But I was warm. In fact, I did not go with the jacket at all.
What?
The entire night.
You know what? We actually had somebody call in on Friday
Felt
morning
good.
And say that they actually got hot because they had so many layers of clothes on.
Oh, yeah.
That
yeah.
once they got there, they were like, oh,
and chances
sweating.
Are they were in a fight.
Right.
Because if you
right.
read yeah. SB Nation or anybody, everybody was fighting at Arrowhead.
Gotta be honest, those fights looked weak to me.
It's true.
Jen,
we were watching a video and Jen's like, that's weak. I could have done better.
I mean,
like,
really?
Roundhouse to the face.
One of
right.
them.
Right.
Well, I could have done that better.
It looked like it was in slow motion. Like, I'm so cold,
it
but
did.
I have to
well,
punch
you. Well,
they're
all drunk and
right.
it's cold. And
yeah.
you're like,
it just looked in very slow motion to me. Not
it was
good.
A great game, though. I mean, it was really comforting from my couch.
I bet it was, yeah.
Wrapped up in a blanket, it was pretty yeah. nice.
Uh-huh. Shaylee sends out the text early of, what was that, hot chocolate?
Hashtag and, cozy.
Yeah. I sent back a picture of the four of us bundled together in the booth going, hashtag cozy.
Yeah. Nice win, though.
It was a good win. And Denver lost yesterday, which was even
yeah.
better.
Yeah, there you go.
I like that. All right, so shenanigans today on the show. 10 minutes after 6 o'clock, 10 items or less gets us started for Monday.
A winter storm that will bring freezing temperatures from the North Pole later this week brought snow to more than a half dozen states yesterday. As much as 8 inches of snow fell on parts of Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, Minnesota, South Dakota, and Wisconsin. That was my accent for each of
that
them.
That was really terrible.
You're welcome.
Minnesota.
Snow is forecast to sweep into upstate New York and New England today. A Delta flight slid off a snow-covered runway at Detroit Metro Airport yesterday. Airlines also grounded more than 1,800 flights across the U.S., including more than 1,200 at Chicago's O'Hare International Airport.
Here's somebody who was involved in that 33-car pileup. Ugh.
We got hit from each direction, pushing us one way, then around to the other way. We were spun around facing the opposite direction.
Tonight, authorities begging drivers to stay off the roads.
I would like some more snow.
Oh, no, what?
I'm ready.
Oh, come on now.
Before Christmas, not
don't
after.
Do that to us.
I want one of our Uber drivers to call in and talk about this story. I just read this morning. Uber is introducing 5 new violations that can get you banned from the ride-sharing company. From now on, customers can be kicked to the curb for damaging the driver's property. That includes throwing up in the car, spilling food, or smoking. Uber says that physical contact with the driver or other riders won't be tolerated. That includes doing it in the vehicle and flirting. It says and flirting.
Well, I mean, they would have to report them, right?
Right. Other behavior that could get your account deactivated includes using inappropriate or abusive language, contacting drivers after the trip is over, or breaking laws while using the service. Uber officials say the new rules will ensure a respectful, safe environment for all drivers and riders.
Well, there goes everybody in our Tales from the Trip segment. Which we haven't done in a while, but today I was going to actually play. Did you see TJ Miller, our very own TJ Miller?
Yes, I love
TJ. Is now
TJ.
Accused of slapping an Uber driver.
Yeah.
And I was going to play that audio a little bit later.
Got arrested. I did see that. A lot of lip balm being used after.
Is this the TJ Miller rule?
Maybe.
Is he the reason for the violations?
I would assume they had these planned, but I'd like to hear from an Uber driver about that this morning.
Yeah.
A lot of lip balm being used after hundreds of couples broke the Guinness World Record for the most couples kissing under the mistletoe. This event took place at 7 Six Flags theme parks across 3 time zones Saturday night. A park spokeswoman says the official tally was 839 couples puckering up for at least 10 seconds, with 175 couples participating at Six Flags Great Adventure in New Jersey alone. And Kim Kardashian and Lamar Odom's divorce, officially final. According to Entertainment Tonight, a judge granted their divorce on Friday, and their marriage will officially be terminated December 17th. Kardashian's maiden name will be restored to Khloe Kardashian from Khloe Kardashian Odom. Kardashian first filed for divorce on December 13th, 2013. All the important news.
Yeah, great. He's now healthy enough to get divorced, right?
There you go.
So that should be good, I guess.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
They were just showing Hatchimals on TV talking about the big scam alert and how all these people are waiting in line and now there's all these scams.
Yeah.
We have a very exciting announcement in the 7 o'clock hour.
Did you just say egg-citing?
A very egg-citing announcement. You can sign up for the Hatchimal that we're giving away at KC1021.com. Just go to the contest page. You have 2 days left to sign up for that one, but, I don't know, we might have another one to give away this morning, so keep listening for that.
I've got, by the way, remind me to read you some of my favorite quotes out of the story I saw this morning.
Oh, no.
Target customers angry after waiting hours in line for Hatchimals only to come up empty-handed.
Oh. Yeah.
But the quotes make the entire story.
Okay, we'll get into that in the 7 o'clock hour. But right now, another huge giveaway. Rogue One, a Star Wars story. A lot of people very excited for this coming out. We have a prize pack to give away. Shaylee, what does that prize pack entail?
It's a Rogue One t-shirt, poster, bag, and hat.
And tickets?
And tickets.
To see
what?
Rogue One.
What?
Yes.
That's pretty huge.
Yep.
576-7102 is our phone number. Now, to get that Rogue One prize pack, you're going to have to answer this question correctly. Yesterday was a very big day. This was more likely to happen.
She did not have the queso, though, folks.
I did eat a lot of chips and salsa. This was more likely to happen to you yesterday than any other day of the year. So December 11th.
What? Okay.
December 11th specifically is a very important day of the year, and this was most likely to happen to you on December 11th. What was it? I will give you some clues.
Your questions always astound me.
Me too.
You move along. December 11th. Just think about it. It's exactly 2 weeks before Christmas. There's a little hint.
Okay.
What is more likely to happen to you on December 11th than any other day of the year? 576-7102. I'm making this difficult because a Star Wars
Rogue One. Yes.
A prize pack. Right. That's huge.
The greatest movie of the month so far. All right, hey, the show, good morning. Do you have a guess here? And make sure to trigger radio down.
576.
Hello, here's
that
15 your shot.
Seconds ago.
You get your guess.
Oh, here it is. Oh, they missed it. Hey, good morning, the show. Do you have a guess?
I do.
What do you think?
Break up.
That's it. Get dumped. Yes.
Oh, man.
Sweet Georgia Brown.
December 11th is the biggest breakup day of the year. They say the holidays are definitely the reason behind it because you don't want to look like a jerk and break up too close to the holiday. So that gives you the two-week cushion. People break up 2 weeks before.
Ah, okay.
Now, you said that with some authority. Has that been something that's been a problem for you in the past?
Did you have a big day yesterday?
Not me, but, you know, past years, you know, it happens. So what you can do.
I always had a Thanksgiving to Valentine's Day rule.
Right.
Like, just don't be in a relationship from Thanksgiving to Valentine's Day because that takes out all the holidays.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
Have you ever broken up with someone so that you didn't have to buy them a gift?
No, I haven't done that.
Okay.
I'll admit that.
Yeah. See, for me, that would even fit in. But my husband's birthday is actually tomorrow. So if I did Thanksgiving to Valentine's Day,
right.
I would really. But no, it's just a slew of buying presents nonstop. I don't know what to get. Well, that's huge for you. You just won a Rogue One prize pack. Are you excited to see this movie?
I'm turbo excited to see it.
Turbo excited. Excellent.
Is that a Star Wars reference? That I'm not aware
Shaylee
of?
Shaylee has never seen any of the Star Wars films. Gosh. Not a single one.
Well, this isn't the one that you need to start with, then.
No.
I wasn't planning to.
You're the big winner this morning, sir.
All right, hold on for 1 second. We'll get you hooked up, okay?
Thank you.
You betcha. Good, good going there. Breakups. 2 weeks before Christmas, though. I mean, that's kind of like getting laid off right before Christmas.
At least.
I think Thanksgiving to Valentine's Day is at least a little more sensitive.
I mean, they say 2 weeks is a little bit of a buffer, but that's not much. I would have already had a
really
gift bought.
I mean, that's
2 weeks before.
You would have had a gift bought in July.
Maybe. Wrapped in under the tree. Yeah, December 11th, the biggest breakup day of the year.
Okay. Well, hey, if anybody has any good breakup stories from over the weekend, we'll take those. 5767102. I want to hear about how you got dumped or dumped somebody 2 weeks before Christmas. I don't get that.
Biggest breakup day of the year.
That's so sad.
I don't think I've ever broken up right before a major holiday.
No?
Valentine's Day or
President's Day.
No. Memorial Day break, like barbecue.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
All kinds of entertainment news this morning. First, reports are surfacing that Prince was in talks with Netflix before he died. Photographer Maya Washington gave GQ magazine the details, saying it was supposed to be a reality show involving Paisley Park. Washington says the Purple One asked her to help with the project, and she said she would if he was in it too. Prince resisted, though, even after Washington urged him to show off his sense of humor. His response was, "Maya, I can't be funny. I have to save the world." Of course, Prince passed away at the residence in April.
Anybody watch Fuller House 2?
Season
2? Did you? Yeah.
I binged and watched the whole thing.
You watched the whole thing?
How many episodes are there?
Don't worry about it.
13?
Are there 13?
There's 13 again,
They're
yes.
They're like 30 minutes apiece.
They are. It's an easy watch. I watched one.
Yeah.
We finally watched one last night.
One episode?
Episode, yeah.
Our
amateur.
Addie didn't want to stop, but it was so late. She had to read.
Is it just the girls or are the guys in it, too? Like Dave Coulier, Bob Saget, are they back in it?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
There's a lot of cameos, actually.
Nice.
Hey, not in episode one. Don't ruin it for me.
Was that a spoiler alert?
It kind of was.
Bob Saget will make an appearance in Fuller House season two, people.
And the last four words are unbelievable.
He's pregnant?
That's three words.
Ryan Reynolds is the Entertainer of the Year. Reynolds was presented the award at the Critics' Choice Awards. Reynolds took the award as an opportunity to raise awareness for Make-A-Wish Foundation, saying, "I would like to dedicate this honor to the Make-A-Wish Foundation and the Sick Kids Foundation of Toronto." Later in the show, Reynolds won Best Actor in a Comedy for Deadpool. That's considered a comedy? Have you ever seen Deadpool?
No.
I mean, it is funny, but...
Wow, I have not.
Very gruesome to be a comedy.
Is that right?
Oh, he's super hot in it, though. Moana.
Isn't he just about super hot in everything all of you girls think? Okay.
Yes. Yep.
I thought I had a clip here or something, but yeah, maybe not.
Moana dominated this weekend's box office. The animated Disney film featuring the voice of Dwayne Johnson took in an estimated $18.8 million to top office Christmas party with $17.5 million. Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them was in third with just under $11 million, and rounding out the top five were Arrival and Doctor Strange. And Madonna is Billboard Magazine's Woman of the Year, and she delivered a no-holds-barred acceptance speech at this weekend's ceremony. She began by thanking people for acknowledging her ability to continue her career for 34 years in the face of what she called blatant sexism and misogyny. She closed by thanking her doubters and naysayers because they made her stronger.
She also says that she basically outlived everybody else.
Say that I'm so controversial, but I think the most controversial thing I have ever done is to stick around. Michael is gone. Tupac is gone. Prince is gone. Whitney is gone. Amy Winehouse is gone. David Bowie is gone. But I'm still standing.
Gosh dang, you're right, Madonna.
When you hear that
the
list,
what kind of universe is this?
Do you feel like you're hearing one of these things doesn't belong here? Like, is Amy Winehouse seriously being listed along with Michael Jackson?
Hey, what is wrong with Amy Winehouse?
She had a song.
She had a couple of CDs that were really good.
Are you seriously putting her up with David Bowie and Michael Jackson, though?
Even I gotta disagree with that.
She would have been there had she lived.
Okay.
It was cut way short. I'm gonna fight for Amy Winehouse.
Okay, I'll let you. You're gonna lose, but I mean, I'll let you.
Is this gonna be like the Chiefs Raiders fights up in the stands where it's in slow motion?
This is a weak fight.
She's gonna land a soft punch against the cheek.
Let's be real. I'm too weak to come over the board and fight you. My money's on Jen still.
Oh, that's true. That's a good point. I'm just going to say that Amy had an incredible talent that she was cut short because of her demons.
I would agree
with
that.
She never got to realize her full potential at all.
But I think a lot of people are like that, too.
Yeah.
But Jimi Hendrix was the same age, and I'm pretty sure he was better than Amy Winehouse.
Just saying, as far as being cut short, like, he produced an awful lot and made a whole lot happen in the same time frame.
Yeah, but he wasn't Madonna's generation.
No. Was David Bowie? I mean, he carried into her generation, but he started long before her. Are we seriously going to have this musical fight?
Can we talk
about someone that I know?
Okay. DNCE is still around, and they're still here.
Wait, you know Amy Winehouse, though, don't you?
Yeah, I know Amy Winehouse. Right. I know all these people, but good. Whatever. Like, sort of.
I once heard of David Bowie.
Yeah.
Thanks, Avril Lavigne.
I think they covered him on American Idol or something.
Oh, wow. You're getting all Amy Winehouse songs as bump music today.
I hate you.
Is that what this is?
It is. This is so good. Told you back then.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
I was doing the, I DJ stuff on the side, and I had the O'Hara Winter Dance over the weekend.
Oh, that's fun.
The O'Hara High School. And so what I always do is put a sheet out that they can leave their requests on without having to ask me directly because I'm busy.
Right.
Mixing it up, you know? And there was a girl, she was like, hey, how do you spell Beatles?
Oh, great.
And I'm like, oh, man, this is great. There's finally somebody who's unlike Shaylee who is going to know, like, the Beatles.
I knew the Beatles.
And I was like, oh, B-E-A-T-L-E-S. Yeah. And she's like, oh, great, because we really want to do the mannequin challenge.
What?
To Black Beetle from Race of Herd. How old am I? How old am I?
You're thinking you finally get to play Blackbird.
I'm really thinking, like, how am I going to fit this Beatles song into the mix? It's okay, I'll do it somehow. And then,
right.
No, we really want to do the mannequin challenge. Like, dang it.
And can we go back to the thing? You have a sheet where people can write. Can't you just, have a text line for this?
Oh, right.
Don't you have a Snapchat filter for that?
I should.
You should
I
have,
should.
But
we should
seriously.
Have an Insta set up.
And by the way, do we really have to shorten the word Instagram to Insta? Is that necessary?
We can just call it Gram.
Everything has to be shortened.
And?
So that was my old moment of the weekend.
Oh, that's fantastic.
I just really felt like,
You're looking at that kid. You're so excited. You see the Beatles. You can just see her whole life.
Yeah.
Were you going through
Beatles?
Your library as she asked?
Oh, this is great. Yeah. Because I did. We had people requesting some Michael Jackson tunes and some old school things that are really cool.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, Beatles. Man, you were really brought up well. This is great. And then, we want to do the mannequin challenge. Black Beetle.
Now, did they do the mannequin challenge there at the dance?
They did, actually.
How did it turn out?
There were some great ones. Yeah, they could strike poses like crazy.
That's awesome. Hey, whatever gets teenagers to stand still, yes. Please.
Somebody suggested over the weekend a 2-hour mannequin challenge for your kids at Christmas dinner.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Did you hear this letter that we got Friday? This, Shaylee and I guess, were in her office, and they were like, hey, you got a package. And I was all excited. Morning show package. We opened it right away Friday. And I want to read the letter that came along with this.
All right.
It says, hi, Jen. My name is Tony, and I listen to you and Truda every morning. I love your show. I listen to you talk about not being able to get a Hatchimal for your girls. I'm sending
you everybody.
This one for your girls.
No way.
This box had a Hatchimal in it.
Mm-hmm.
It
really?
Says, if you have, for some reason, already gotten one for your girls, please feel free to pass it on to one of your friends who might be looking for one. Hope this is the one you were looking for. Have a great day. Now, when I read this the first time, Shaylee and I both, teared up, because I'm like,
oh, that is awesome.
It was the sweetest,
that just doesn't happen.
No, that doesn't
no,
happen.
No, it doesn't.
She doesn't know me. She does. I mean, she listens to our show.
Right.
This is the hottest toy of the year.
You cannot get people are waiting in line for 8 hours to get this toy.
And Jen just got sent one just because this lady wanted to do something nice.
Tony, I've been trying to get a 55-inch TV for my kid, and I just haven't been able to find one. I've stood in line forever.
Just address it to Truda.
Yeah, that's cool. Just drop it off at the back door.
Stop it.
We spent about 15 minutes crying and going, how lucky are we that we get to work here and that we have this job and
that
people like that listen to our show. Like, that's so cool. Now, I can't say too much because my girls do listen to the show and they are awake now, so I'm going to be very careful how I word this.
Mm-hmm.
I am set in this department. Do you know what I mean? Like,
I think everybody does now.
I'm okay with what she sent. Like, so she said if I've already gotten one, I could pass it on to one of my friends. And I'm like, well, we should pass this on to because the listeners are clearly our friends.
Yeah, we have
clearly
a couple hundred thousand of our closest friends listen every week. So,
and so I think we should pass this on to somebody that listens to the show and desperately needs a Hatchimal.
Oh, that is fantastic.
So if you've been waiting in line and trying, and we thought, well, you know, 12 days of Christmas, how about we give them 12 seconds? Let's give people 12 seconds to tell us why they need this Hatchimal, and the best one wins.
Okay, all right.
576-7102.
You're 12 seconds to plead your case.
You can go ahead, take a minute to formulate what you want to say in your 12 seconds. You don't have to call. I mean, you can call immediately if you know exactly what you want to say.
Right.
We'll give you the next, like, 20 minutes or so. Okay. Come up with your 12 seconds, your 12-second plea for why you need this Hatchimal. Best answer wins. 576-7102. We can all vote.
Mm-hmm.
Take a couple of callers to vote in as well, so it's fair. And I guess I'll tell you which one it is, because some people are very specific. Hold
yes.
on.
Okay.
The box out. I hope my kids aren't listening.
Now, can I just say that the
best
part is she goes, "Hey, the package is pretty light. It's probably glitter bomb. Let's go to your office."
I was a little worried about what was going to be in it.
Oh, we wanted the place where it looked like a troll exploded. Let's go to
Shaley's.
Naturally.
Yeah. This one is this a parakeet birdy thing? It's a pink and yellow.
Is that in English?
Parakeet, because it's two animals mixed together.
No. Pengula?
No, but there's two. I don't know if it's the pengula or the dragon.
I think it's that one in the corner.
Okay, we are of no help at all.
Wow, that worked out really well.
It's a Hatchimal, I can tell you that.
My favorite story from over the weekend. Shoppers frustrated that Target had a limit of 2 Hatchimals per customer.
Well, yeah.
Rather than one, upset that they had waited in line for up to 9 hours without receiving a Hatchimal, Rachel Hazen of Riverhead, New York, said that she arrived at her store at 11:30 p.m. Saturday, thought to be the 7th person in line. As it turns out, Target only had 12, and with the 2 Hatchimal per person limit, she was the first person who didn't get one.
Oh.
She was also the 2nd person not to receive one at another store. I need to have Target hear my words and see how disappointing this experience has been. This is one unhappy mom who will have one unhappy 8-year-old at Christmas. The language was provided pretty clearly on the website, and this is great. But these people, they're waiting. She's like, I waited outside at 5 a.m. for a Hatchimal. You don't have to do that anymore. Just call us. Leave your case.
And if you don't get this one, we do have another one that we're giving away on our website. If you go to kc1021.com, you can go to the contest page, and you can just enter to win on our website if you want to do it that way. Or if you'd like 12 seconds to plea for why you need this Hatchimal, you can call us, 576-7102.
Oh, I just get to my favorite quote of the whole story. Amy Sikorsky of Baltimore, Michigan. I've been trying to get one for 2 months now, driving 2 states over to be told there was a glitch in the system and none were available. Thanks for being a reason a little girl stops believing in the joy of Christmas.
Okay.
Oh, no.
That's my favorite.
Does this little girl even know that there's a reason we celebrate Christmas?
Tell them.
Doesn't involve Hatchimals?
That you're getting a Hatchimal.
I'm going to create some more Jesus pop out.
Maybe Jesus hatched.
Jesus,
and that's the reason why we have Christmas music.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
On Friday, Shaley and I got a package in here. We opened it up, and someone had actually sent a Hatchimal to me, this woman named Tony, and that's all she said. Otherwise, you know, it was pretty much anonymous, other than her name is Tony. She said, I listen to you every day. She loves our show. She said she had heard me talk about not being able to get a Hatchimal for my girls, so she sent one to me for my kids, which I thought was incredible. And then she said, if for some reason you've already gotten one, please feel free to pass this along to any one of your friends who might be looking for one. And I thought, what an amazing, like, Shaylee and I literally sat in her office and cried for, I don't know, a solid 15 minutes just thinking how sweet it was that someone would do this.
Sure.
And without saying too much and giving things away in case my kids are listening, like, I'm good. Okay, so I do want to pass this along to a friend, and the listeners are my friends, so we thought, let's give it to somebody.
Okay.
We're giving you 12 seconds to tell us why you need this Hatchimal at 576-7102.
All right, full phone lines as you can anticipate, so we're going to start right off the bat here. Now, we have talked to numerous people. We have whittled it down to these finalists. This is what we have here on the line are the finals, okay? So let's start with Tina in Kansas City. Hey, good morning, Tina. Welcome to the show.
All right, Tina, you have 12 seconds to tell us exactly why you need this Hatchimal, okay? Do you have your 12 seconds ready?
I'm doing the timer.
Yes.
All right, Shaylee's got the timer. Ready? Go.
Number one, because I had to redial the phone 100 times just to get to you guys. Number two, I have four little girls at home, and I haven't even started Christmas shopping. That's all.
Okay. Under time, too.
Awesome. All right. Hey, good morning to the show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Natalie, and I'm calling from Kansas City.
All right, Natalie, you've got 12 seconds to plea for this Hatchimal. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
On your mark, get set, go.
Okay, I'm a teacher up in the Northland, and every year my school adopts a couple of families, and one of the tags on the tree that one of the children really wants is a Hatchimal. And I have no idea how this child would get a Hatchimal otherwise.
Oh, Natalie.
That's 12 seconds. That's an awfully compelling story in 12 seconds,
That's though. A lot of good stuff in 12
that
seconds, Natalie.
That is really good. Hey, good morning to the show. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Rachel Gates, and I'm calling from Kansas City North.
Okay. We've got 12 seconds for you to plea for this Hatchimal. Are you ready?
I am ready.
On your mark, get set, go.
I am a public school teacher, and I work with a lot of underprivileged kids. I have a little student who lives in a shelter and will be there over Christmas, and this will help her believe that Santa
Time.
Is real.
Oh, all right. That's a good story, though, Rachel. Hey, good morning to the show. What's your name, and where are you calling from?
Jen, and I'm calling from Kansas City.
Jen from Kansas City. Excellent. All right, we have a Hatchimal to give away this morning. You only have 12 seconds to tell us why you need it. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
On your mark, get set, go.
Well, basically, it's been a pretty tough year for my kids and I. Oh, I'm getting emotional. I'm sorry. My daughter wanted one for her birthday in October. I wasn't able to get one because they were sold out. And I haven't been able to get her one for Christmas, and that's what she wanted to put on her Christmas list to Santa. And she told me yesterday that she really thought Santa was going to bring her one for Christmas, and I told her not to get her hopes up because not everything Santa brings is what we wish for. And basically, I didn't want her to think that Santa Claus didn't love her.
Oh, Jen.
Or that she wasn't special.
We are way past the 12 seconds, but that's okay.
I'm sorry.
That's fine.
I couldn't even hit the buzzer on that.
No. And we do have another one that we're giving away on our website. So if you have time, go to kc1021.com and go to the contest page and make sure you sign up for that one too, okay?
Okay. Thank you so
Thank
much.
You, Jen.
Have a great day.
You too. Oh, come on.
Did they replace the filters in here or something? It's really dusty. Mm-hmm, I don't know why. What is all this dust running around here?
Those are some good pleas.
They really are. Talk about the finals. That was really good.
Whose idea was this? And when I originally said it, I was like, oh, this will be fun.
Yeah.
And now I just want to give everyone in the entire world a Hatchimal.
I know, right?
It'll be fun, Jen said.
Can we come up with some more?
Yeah. Okay, so those are...
Jim, why don't you go wait in line for 9 hours for a Hatchimal?
I will, because I don't want her to think that Santa doesn't love her. Okay, so we had Tina. Was Tina the... For who are these finalists here?
Tina from Kansas City. Yep, she was the first one. Natalie was the teacher.
In the Northland.
Rachel, a teacher as well, had a student in a shelter.
Right, and then
this
Jen.
Holiday season. And, you know, the Mission Mondays, by the way, too. It's a good reminder that City Union Mission, as we get out today at Walmart on Black Bob, trying to collect toys and toiletries and other items for the kids and families in shelters this holiday season as well.
Okay, so now... We have to pick between those four?
No.
Right?
we get some more? Hatchimals or... No, not finalists. No, it's already
hard.
I can't.
This is too hard already.
But I don't think it should be all up to us.
Yeah. Let's let...
take listener calls.
We'll let some people weigh in on this as well.
So we had Tina was first, then Natalie, the teacher in the Northland. Rachel was third, the teacher that had a student in a shelter. And then Jen, who was the one at the end there crying. Thank you for making me cry.
Sure. All right. So the pleading is closed. But 5767102, if you have a thought or an opinion about one of these, if you want to register your vote for one of our four finalists.
5767102.
Or if you're somebody who can get us some more Hatchimals.
That's what I'm saying. need three more.
You would just make the segment and that would be it.
These finalists.
And you'd be invited to our Christmas party.
We'll do that.
We would do that in return, right?
Sure.
We're not below bribery here.
Nope.
What? We'll send you the Rogue One? What do you want?
Yes.
We'll give you a hug.
You can get the run of the prize closet.
We'll do Tradio. We'll give you Rogue One prize pack if you can get us three more Hatchimals.
Yeah, there we go.
And you can vote on Twitter, too.
Go to Twitter to vote.
Shaylee's watching the social. Insta, but who the hell knows what that means? That's good.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
We have the greatest listeners in the world. This got started Friday. We got a package in the mail. A woman had sent us a Hatchimal because she knew that I was looking for one for my girls. And she said, if you already got one, pass this along to someone who wants it. I'm set. I'm good. So we are passing this along to a friend. And the listeners are our friends. So we said, hey, let's give them 12 seconds. 12 days of Christmas. You got 12 seconds to ask for a Hatchimal. We broke it down to the finalists. We've got Tina, Natalie, Rachel, and Jen. Do you want to play their original 12-second please? Or go to some calls and some votes.
Right. Okay.
And then maybe some last-second voting. This is hard.
It is hard, isn't it? All right, let's...
take some votes.
Yeah, let's take some calls here, and then we'll play the original 12 seconds, and we'll see what this does, all right? Hey, good morning to the show. What do you think here?
Hey, I'm going to vote for number 4, if I can. I guess I'm the sucker for tears.
I know, me too.
Same here. I know, right?
All right.
I wish I had some. I mean, really, they all deserve... Well, the last three really deserve them. So maybe you can put it to the listeners, you know, maybe trading some Tom Petty tickets for a Hatchimal. I don't know.
We'll take whatever we can.
We'll trade whatever we have.
If I find any, I'll pass them along.
Perfect.
Thank you. We got your vote down for Jen.
Yep, thank you much. Hey, good morning to the show.
Hi, I wanted to call and weigh in on the voting for the Hatchimal.
Yes.
I am a teacher down south, and I really feel that the teacher that wanted one for the kid in the shelter should really have one because they have such a rough life as it is, and they really, really, truly need that love and care and support to show them that there is somebody that truly loves and cares about them.
Okay, so that's a vote for Rachel, who was a teacher.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
That is definitely a vote for Rachel. Thank you so much.
And I think it's awesome, as you teach your community, that you care enough about your students to notice these things and want to do something about it.
Yes. Every year we always do Adopt a Family for students in our building, and I always participate in that. It always breaks my heart. You see them, and you're with them every day, and you love them as if they're your own kids. Gets me kind of emotional thinking about it, but they are truly the future, and you become a teacher because you love kids.
Where do you teach?
I teach at Ray Pack down south.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thanks so much for your call this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you for weighing in.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for always playing Christmas music. I love listening to your station.
Oh,
fantastic.
Thank you.
All right, good morning to the show.
Hi.
Hi there. Oh, I think we lost her. My bad. It was my bad. Okay, I do have the original 12 seconds if we want to review.
Let's run through
the
our
original
four
contestants
finalists
here. Okay. And this was the Tina, Natalie, Janie, and then Jen. Okay?
No, Rachel. And then Jen.
Oh, that's right, Rachel. Because I can't read my own handwriting. All right, here's the original 12 seconds.
Go.
Number one, because I had to redial the phone 100 times just to get to you guys. Number two, I have 4 little girls at home, and I haven't even started Christmas shopping. That's all.
Okay. On your mark, get set, go.
Okay, I'm a teacher up in the Northland, and every year my school adopts a couple of families, and one of the tags on the tree that one of the children really wants is a Hatchimal. And I have no idea how this child would get a Hatchimal otherwise.
On your mark, get set, go.
I am a public school teacher, and I work with a lot of underprivileged kids. I have a little student who lives in a shelter and will be there over Christmas, and this will help her believe that Santa
Time.
Is real.
On your mark, get set, go.
Well, basically, it's been a pretty tough year for my kids and I. Oh, I'm getting emotional. I'm sorry. My daughter wanted one for her birthday in October. I wasn't able to get one because they were sold out. And I haven't been able to get her one for Christmas, and that's what she wanted to put on her Christmas list to Santa. And she told me yesterday that she really thought Santa was going to bring her one for Christmas, and I told her not to get her hopes up because not everything Santa brings is what we wish for. And basically, I didn't want her to think that Santa Claus didn't love her.
Oh, Jen.
Or that she wasn't special.
We are way past the 12 seconds, but that's okay.
There we go. Shaylee, what do we have on social media so far?
All right, well, it's kind of tied right now. I've got some Facebook messages.
No. All right.
Okay.
Well, you just break the tie then, Shaylee.
No,
go ahead.
No. That's not what I said.
Who is it tied between?
It is tied right now between Rachel and Jen.
Okay, so Rachel was the teacher with a student in a shelter over Christmas, and then Jen was
the last
one.
Well, I take that back. There's no longer a tie.
Okay.
Jen is in the lead by one vote.
Jen was the one at the very end there.
Correct.
Who was crying and making us all cry as
right.
well.
Yes.
These silly Hatchimals. This is
I know, right?
It's a silly toy, and I know exactly what these moms are feeling because I have an 8 and 6
well,
year old girl.
Rachel isn't even a mom. That's not even her.
Oh,
not,
it's
her
not
kid.
Even for her. But it is.
Yeah.
I mean, it is.
As
her,
yeah. As a teacher,
it is her kid, basically.
Those are all your kids.
So we're supposed to pick and tell one of them no, then?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's horrific.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, you came up with it.
I know.
So
this is my silly idea.
Guess who's the most awful person on the show? Jen.
We're not even picking. We're letting it go. This is listener. This is Twitter votes, Facebook votes, and call-in votes.
All right. What do you say we take a break?
Yes.
We figure out the social media.
Please.
We maybe take a few more calls, and then 8:30 we will announce.
Get your last second votes in now.
Okay.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Holy cow. What a morning.
It's an emotional roller coaster.
You fanning yourselves over there?
This all got started Friday. Shaylee and I got a package in the office. Someone had sent us a Hatchimal and said, I listen to your show every day. I love it. And I knew you were looking for a Hatchimal for your girls for Christmas, Jen. And she said, if you already got one, pass this along to a friend.
Mm-hmm.
So we are passing it along to a friend. We invited people to call in, tell us why they needed it. And we got 4 finalists that we broke it down to. And I'm trying really hard not to cry because this has been a crazy morning. Okay,
I can't look at you.
Do you want to play the 4 finalists real quick again, the 12 second? Please, do you have that or not?
I do.
Okay,
I do. I
perfect.
Can play that for you right here.
Go.
Number 1, because I had to redial the phone 100 times just to get to you guys. Number 2, I have 4 little girls at home and I haven't even started Christmas shopping. That's all.
Okay. On your mark, get set, go.
Okay, I'm a teacher up in the Northland, and every year my school adopts a couple of families, and one of the tags on the tree that one of the children really wants is a Hatchimal. And I have no idea how this child would get a Hatchimal otherwise.
On your mark, get set, go.
I am a public school teacher, and I work with a lot of underprivileged kids. I have a little student who lives in a shelter and will be there over Christmas, and this will help her believe that Santa
Time.
Is real.
On your mark, get set, go.
Well, basically, it's been a pretty tough year for my kids and I. Oh, I'm getting emotional. I'm sorry. My daughter wanted one for her birthday in October. I wasn't able to get one because they were sold out. And I haven't been able to get her one for Christmas, and that's what she wanted to put on her Christmas list to Santa. And she told me yesterday that she really thought Santa was going to bring her one for Christmas, and I told her not to get her hopes up because not everything Santa brings is what we wish for. And
basically, I didn't want her to think that Santa Claus didn't love her.
Oh, Jen.
Or that she wasn't special.
We are way past the 12 seconds, but that's okay.
All right, those are our original calls there.
So there's the four finalists. And we've been taking votes on Facebook, Twitter, and by phone.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to take a couple more votes?
Yeah, let's do the last of the votes here if we can. Good morning, the show.
Yes, I wanted to vote for the teacher that had the student in the shelter, please.
Okay, that would be Rachel.
There's Rachel, yes.
All right.
Yes.
Yeah, something
yes.
Something about that really pulls you, huh?
Yes, I'm a teacher, so... Definitely, for sure.
It's a big teacher community today, and taking care of your kid, it's so awesome. Thank you guys for all that you do. It's great.
Thank you.
All right. Hey, good morning, the show.
Yes, I want to vote for number four.
Jen, okay. And what makes you want to vote for Jen?
Because I think that for kids, not having a Christmas would be rough for them.
Sure. All right. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it.
Hey, good morning to the show.
Hi, I want to call in to vote.
Yeah.
Yes.
That last caller put me in tears.
Jen?
So I want to vote for her. Yeah.
And why did you want to vote for Jen? What about the call made you get emotional?
No, just a mom wanting to do good for her daughter and get a good Santa present. And I totally understand that. Been there.
Yeah,
we've kind of all been there before, know what that could be like.
Thank you. We appreciate your vote and your call.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
Hey, good morning to the show.
I am voting for Rachel.
Rachel, the teacher with a student in the shelter.
I'm sure that little girl would give up a Hatchimal just to have a home.
Yeah, no question, right?
Yes.
Are you a teacher?
I am not, but I have a bleeding heart for teachers and these kids.
Yeah.
What they
do is amazing.
Where are you calling from this morning?
I'm actually at work, but I live in Belton.
I could tell you were at work because you were talking in that tone of voice.
Exactly.
Well, thank you. We appreciate your vote.
Thank you so much, you guys. Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Hey, good morning to the show.
Hi, this is Tina. I called in about the Hatchimal.
Yes, yes.
Can I give my vote to someone?
Oh, Tina. What?
I'm serious. The lady that is at the school that is adopting the family, my children are foster children, and they get adopted through a program like that every year. And I know how it is for a foster child, and so I want to give any votes that were given to me to her.
Okay, so we had two teachers. One was up in the Northland, and they said that they had adopted some kids or were sponsoring some kids, and they wanted one. And then we also had Rachel, who was a teacher, and she had a student in the shelter.
The shelter.
Okay, so you want to give your votes to Rachel. That is amazing.
Wow, that's incredible, Tina.
That
is,
wow. No, that's Christmas. You just defined Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
So that's amazing.
Yeah, you win Christmas.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tina.
You're welcome.
All right, well, have a great day, okay?
You too.
Thank you.
Bye.
Engineering, please change these filters in this room.
Are you kidding me?
It's all dusty in here.
So it's terrible. We've been taking votes.
Dang.
Shaylee's monitoring Twitter, Facebook. We got just inundated. I mean, hammered with Facebook messages and posts and Twitter and just insane.
Mm-hmm.
Have you got a total of what people...
And let me tell you, it is neck and neck. Completely neck and neck.
Between Rachel, who was a teacher with a student in the shelter, and then Jen, who was
correct.
The mom at the end.
Mm-hmm. Correct. I don't want to do this. This isn't fair.
I've got them both on the line.
Okay. So is this Rachel on the phone first?
Yeah, Rachel, hello.
Hello.
And Rachel, where are you a teacher? Do you want to say that?
I don't, actually,
okay.
To protect the family.
No,
sure.
Okay.
That's fine.
Yep.
And you were the third finalist we had there, a student in the shelter. I believe the votes had you neck and neck.
We had a total of 55 votes.
And I'm just going to tell you this. At the last second, someone else who works here in the building had a Hatchimal that they were going to give to their kids, and she said to give it to the other person.
There you go,
so,
Jen.
So, Rachel, you get a Hatchimal, and Jen, who was also tied with you for votes, is also getting one. I'm crying because I love
Jen,
Christmas,
are you on the phone
and this
too?
Is awesome.
I am. I'm here.
Ah, so you both get Hatchimals.
You both get them.
And I'm like, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Because I'm just sitting
here. I just can't even tell you how happy I am right now.
I just love that those kids are going to
thank you for the
wake up.
Shaylee's throwing Kleenex all over the studio.
And they're going to see the package, and they're going to open it, and they're going to be so excited. And then the silly little Hatchimal that everybody is waiting in line for is going to hatch, and they're going to be so excited again. And I love that Tina donated her votes. I love that somebody who works here donated a Hatchimal, and that someone had just sent us this Hatchimal for no reason other than she loves our show. Best morning ever! Thank you, Rachel, for your call. Thank you, Jen.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping us, family.
So much. You can't even imagine, you know, that a kid is going to wake up and here she is with one of the only things that she has in the world, not even a home, but now she has something that she can call her own. Rachel, you
are
incredible.
And she never asks for anything, and she just wants to take care of her little sisters, and this is so great.
And Jen, for you, I mean, as you said, it's been a rough year, and anybody can imagine themselves in your shoes.
We were in a domestic situation, and we ended up fleeing overnight, and we stayed with my sister for a while until I could find a job, and we ended up getting on our feet, and I was able to get us our own home, but it's been such a struggle this year, and my daughter didn't even get a birthday party.
Jen, what
and
other,
that's all she wanted.
How many kids do you have, Jen?
I have three.
Are they girls or boys or both?
My oldest is 13, and then she's a girl, and then the one who wanted one is 6 years old, and then my son is 4, and he's my youngest.
We have ice skating tickets. There's a huge ice skating event coming to Sprint Center in January. Would they want to go see ice skating too? Let's send them to go.
We'll do that.
Yeah,
that
let's
way
do that too.
All the kids can enjoy something because that kids of all ages love.
How many is in your party? We're going to make sure everyone goes.
Yeah, we'll send you and your kids.
Four,
perfect.
Done. And my kids.
Yeah,
done.
And we'll send you and you guys can all, that way the kids all get a special fun night and you guys can all go watch ice skating and it'll be awesome. And then you can give, that way everybody gets something at Christmas because we'll have the tickets for you before then. You can wrap them up and give them to them for Christmas.
I am shaking. I am so grateful to you guys. Thank you so much. And thank you to the lady who donated the extra one so that the other little girl could have something as well.
This is Christmas. It's not about the silly egg. It's not about what this Hatchimal is. It's about what it represents. And you guys all, everybody just showed what Christmas is this morning.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. You ladies hold on for 1 second, okay?
Thank you.
Okay.
Ooh.
Wow.
Do we live on the beach? Where's all the sand in my eye come from? What is this? All this stuff in my eye. Wow. You define Christmas there for sure.
I'm not talking anymore. I'm done. I'm out.
If you,
do you need more Kleenexes?
Yes, right? It's 8:39 at the show. If there's nothing else you can say, we're right back after this on Kansas City's Christmas Station. The spirit of Christmas alive and well this morning.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Oh, so if you missed it, the votes were so close on our Hatchimal giveaway. Someone here ended up donating the Hatchimal that she had for her kids, and so we ended up being able to give one to Rachel and Jen, which was incredible.
Yeah, this was last second, like right before we're going on with the both of them.
We got the text.
Really not knowing what was going to come out of it.
And now we're getting all these great messages on Facebook. So happy they were both able to get a Hatchimal. Shouldn't have listened to work because it made me cry, but it's so nice seeing Christmas spirit. I love that.
Yeah, how about Carol's? I was driving through the parking garage at work while listening, and when the coworker of the morning show gave up the Hatchimal, I had quite the ugly cry going on. Just at that moment, I see somebody staring at me while walking in the garage. Sigh, it's all good.
Do I seriously have, like,
eyeliner? Yeah, you kind of do.
Okay.
But it's fine.
Yeah.
It's going to fit right in.
That was the first time I think I've actually cried on the air here in front of you. I've cried in front of you off the air, but I don't think I've ever cried.
Yeah, like every day.
It's
crazy.
I'm a crier
after the show.
Because I'm so mean.
I'm sorry.
It's usually what it is.
Oh, God, Truda.
He's so terrible.
And see, I'm a big softie, so...
Oh, trust me, you're the easiest person I've worked with in, oh, I don't know, 40
so
years.
So many ways. Laugh, cry, whatever.
I can assure you.
Laughing and crying, come on now. But no, seriously, I mean, you hear that, and it's just, how could you not, though?
How many different people brought in, like, the greatest, like, Tina donating her votes, and then a coworker donating a Hatchimal, and, like, just everybody coming together in the most... awesome way.
And our listeners were emailing us saying, what else can we do? What else can we do for everybody else just in case this doesn't happen?
This
is amazing.
You know, the best thing you can do is pay it forward. I mean, that's it. It's just to embrace the season and talk and to live what Christmas really is.
You people are awesome.
We didn't get a chance to do the Christmas party thing today, and that's okay.
Oh, yes, so we are.
Because this was much better.
Having our huge live morning show Christmas party on the 21st, which is a week from Wednesday. And the only way you can get in and win the presents, and then we've got food and all that good stuff, you have to win your way in. And we actually ran out of time to get a winner today, so we'll do two tomorrow.
Okay.
So make sure you're listening tomorrow. We'll give you two chances to play Getting to Know You and win your way into our big Christmas broadcast. And it keeps growing because now I have celebrities that have said that they're going to come. We've got BB Wood from ABC's The Real O'Neal. She's like, yes, I'm so there. That was her response.
Right.
Jamie Bluma, former Royals player, is like, oh, I'll be there at 7:30. Yep, I'm ready. Let's do this. Let's party it up. David Cook, I sent a message off to him.
Fantastic.
So we're just going to see who else shows up.
Do you remember when we played Gen X versus Y versus Z or whatever with your cousin? We should do that with BB live on the Christmas party. It'd
because
be funny.
She's only 15 years old, so we could have the 15-year-old, which is Generation Z, versus Shaylee the Millennial versus a Gen Xer.
And my vote's on BB. I mean, I'm sorry.
My vote is also on BB. She's a very old soul, and she's very proud of it. So
that's true.
Way
she knows
smart.
The Beatles, and not Black Beatles.
I know the Beatles.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.